This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And the girls are getting back to work.
Let's get back to work.
Let's get back to entertaining the
Let's
girls.
Let's get back to work.
Let's get back to fun.
We did it.
What did we? Well, we didn't really do it.
No. The SAG-AFTRA strike is officially coming to an end after 100 something days.
We'd love to see it.
Let's get
finally
back to work. Post all of your TikToks you've been waiting to post all year. Yeah. We're going to get a lot of content.
Great.
We're going to get a lot of content. I just saw Barbie stuff starting to come out because they couldn't do anything. They couldn't.
Yeah. It was like everything was.
Yeah. That was one of the biggest things that was taken away from us. She had barely started doing all the looks for the premieres in every part of the world when the strike came. We needed so many other looks, Barbie looks. It's a great shame. But hooray for better pay, right? They got like $1 billion out of the execs or something, out of the streamers, and they got AI protections.
Yeah, which is great.
Very important. And yeah, they're already going to get ready to renegotiate in 3 years or something. So thank you, Fran. Miss Drescher.
Ow. Strike is over. That's not really a good impression.
You'll get there.
It's close.
You'll get there.
Yeah, it's influenced.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is exciting because I was explaining this to family recently because they're like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actors are rich. And I'm like,
no, they're not.
No, it's not your like Angelina Jolie's that we're talking about
right
here. It's like, it's a whole entire group of
yes
people that work to make the entertainment. It's
exactly
voiceover actors. It's anyway, you the girls know, but
mm-hmm
this is very exciting for people. So we're happy to see it.
We are happy to see it. And we are so thankful if anybody else works in media that there's finally going to be more content because none of them could agree to magazine covers, to late night TV interviews, to Kelly Clarkson interviews. Like
everything.
You don't realize until I'm sure in a few weeks it's going to really start kicking in, like how much wasn't coming out because you can't promote your project. So there was definitely a drying of the well. So thank God.
Why don't you read to everyone your tweet?
What did I do?
Your
my exclusive, you mean?
No, the Lady Gaga one.
Yeah, my exclusive. Yeah, I did. You know, I am a journalist.
I believe she's somewhere.
Well,
she's like, fuck. I'm kidding.
As you know, I am a journalist, and so I wrote, industry insiders tell me SAG-AFTRA negotiations took so long primarily because studio executives are, quote, afraid of the upcoming Lady Gaga Joker Foulée à Deux press tour, hoping to, quote, stall as long as possible. Quote, it's about to get so fucking unhinged, I'm scared, one source says. This.
Wait, did you actually get it? Is that a real source? Or are you like?
No, I made that up.
Oh my God. Wait, I was like, wait, you made that up. Exclusive?
No.
Oh.
Here's the problem. You're not the only one who asked me.
I don't
that.
Trust her.
So many people were like,
wait, what?
You're probably kidding, but are you kidding? This is when I realized, like, I can't actually do news and then also put out fake news, because then people don't know what the fuck to
True.
Believe. I should have put like a, at the end, like hashtag joke. Then it would have ruined it. But I love that it's believable enough that people were like, well, it's not out of the realm of possibility. No. But some people also don't know. I thought it was like a common internet funny trope that Lady Gaga's press tours are increasingly insane, but
it
not.
Is.
I forget that the chronically online know that, but the less chronically, less
yeah.
so. So people
it's the
like,
crossing of highbrow and lowbrow, yes. honestly, yeah. which is why I like to stay low.
Stay low.
Yes.
Hello.
Because highbrow, like that world mm-hmm. of like acting of like, you know, that I sound like I'm being I sound like I'm being condescending, and I'm not. I don't speak that language mm-hmm. of like high mm-hmm. class. Yeah. So it doesn't cross the sarcasm. Stan sarcasm doesn't cross into
sure or local, honestly, because
yes.
I feel that was the most people that I had confused, unfortunately. I don't know how much misinformation I just spread, but I also don't regret it, because now I feel like it sets a precedent, a tone for this upcoming press tour. And funny enough, I watched Joker for the first time on the flight to Vegas.
Oh.
Which I do talk about in the after show. Not Joker, but the actual Vegas trip. But I watched Joker. This is going to be a very interesting press tour, to say the least. I don't know what to expect. I was told it's somewhat musical. But then again, lately, all these musical movies don't seem so musical, which we'll get into in a second.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those who maybe don't know, we got, there could be 1,000 people in a room.
A thousand doves in the sky.
1,000 doves in the sky. We got, what are all the press tour tropes? Oh, the accent through House of Gucci, the stories of having ghosts haunt her.
I mean, we literally got this.
I believe she's somewhere.
And this.
I don't trust her.
And this.
I've always wanted to redefine what it means to be an icon.
And
obviously,
this.
Iconic.
Like all. Literally all of this is like...
Basically, Gaga's going to get a mic and we're all scared. But yeah, we're excited for Joker 2 press to kick off. I'm sure she's excited. She's like, fuck it, I'm not doing Vegas anymore. Finally.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I know that a bunch of them are just immediately like dropping everything and getting right back to work on projects or starting projects. So she probably started the Chromatica follow-up and she's like, fuck it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, delete.
delete files.
Chromatica _ full final version, you know, 14.mp4.
Delete. Instead, she hit upload on that 10-year art pop hoodie and cup for the gym, the little shaker bottle. Did you
Wait,
see that?
The Spotify, did you get the Spotify merch?
Email? Oh, I saw the Spotify merch as well.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's funny that all the not funny, I don't want to see anybody suffer, but it was like, it's the 10 year of art pop, and she like uploaded a shirt. But then again, some of our faves don't even acknowledge their own iconic releases, so I just would have liked her to do like, I don't know, maybe like a one-off performance or something.
A remix album?
Sure.
Art pop, if it's Slade.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding. Justice for Gypsy.
You know,
one of the greatest Lady Gaga songs of all time.
Swine is sitting right there. And so is GUI, which is now available as a limited vinyl for Urban Outfitters Singles Day.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you can get that. Not sponsored, but at least there's that for Art Pop 10. Perfectly of its time.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Applaud, applaud, applaud. What a time.
2013? Yeah, that was a time. It was a rough time for a lot of us.
Yeah, but we got through it.
I mean, well, yeah, physically.
Well, know who's not a fan of Gaga?
Who?
Her former NYU classmate, Miss Carly.
Carly Waddle?
Waddle or Waddell,
mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Says she wasn't a fan of Gaga because she was, quote, too extra and would belt songs from Wicked during lunchtime. Quote, Gaga would sit at the piano every single day and just play and sing Wicked at the top of her lungs every day. And we were all just trying to eat lunch. It was break time, and we were all forced to listen to her. And yes, was she good? Of course. She was great. But I just wanted to eat my sandwich.
I stand with Carly.
I don't. I would have been at that lunch table telling her to sing A Thousand Doves next. Acoustic.
Right in front of my salad. I'm just trying to barely make it through the day. Just the weight of existence weighing on my shoulders. And she's over there singing Defying Gravity at the top of her lungs. No, no. I would simply transfer schools.
No, it didn't defy gravity.
Oh, the flying dress?
It did not.
I was just, oh God. The yeah. flying dress. Valari, was it? Voltaire? No, that's Kylie's residency. She did for a few seconds.
Yeah.
The flying dress was everything.
Gravity just pulled it right down.
Yeah, not so defying gravity.
And also pulled those chart numbers.
Yeah.
Right off the chart. Kidding.
God.
And all, tease.
I mean, in all seriousness, musical theater, like performing arts schools of any kind, this is happening in every corner of every classroom, of every lunchroom, whatever. Of course this is happening. Like, they're all singing at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, it was like me in college making the whole class stop to watch the Three music video premiere.
Exactly. Exactly. When you get all the way up there and you're headlining EDC, there's going to be some gay from your year, and it's like, he made us stop the lesson and pull up Three by Britney Spears.
And I would
You're
do
welcome.
It again.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny to think about like the stories that like classmates of yours would tell one day?
I love all the stories about our Stephanie, because it's very much like, I mean, she wasn't that weird. She
no.
just kind of like sang a lot. And also to this Carly's credit, I think she's on The Bachelor. Like, she's not actually that serious about
no,
it.
No, it was very unserious.
And, I like, saw her getting some actual
it.
Hate, and it's like, okay, yeah. relax. She's just saying, oh, she was just some somebody wailing at the top of her lungs. Nobody knows who anybody is in college if you're not like a star already.
Exactly.
Like,
and maybe if you're in college and you have a friend that is singing.
Maybe you should support that friend.
Yeah, because you never know. They might be selling out stadiums one day like Gaga did. So how about that?
You never know.
They might go and release a Chromatica one day and you're going to be shook.
Yeah.
So
they might release a Superficial one day and you don't know.
Exactly.
So
you never know.
Just watch it. Yeah. Well, good luck, Carly, because you'll need it. Based on the feedback.
Claws up. We ride at dawn.
Yeah. Based on the feedback I saw online. Let's pray. Yeah. Although I did see she made a recent appearance and she wore a Gaga shirt. I think she's reeling
a
it
monster.
In. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, it's really not that serious. Mm-hmm. Also, Kristen Chenoweth came to Gaga's defense and said,
she did.
I'm ready to sing for good with our girl Gaga.
You know what? Maybe that'll happen one day. I wonder if Ariana's watching all this and she's like, I'm in the movie, by the way.
Did you see that leaked trailer of, well, I don't know if it was leaked or not, but like someone...
Footage from Wicked?
Footage of the trailer, and it looked legit.
I didn't.
It was on TikTok.
Oh. Looked good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a temporary Broadway gay.
Right. We've discovered
yeah.
this in the
I
after
saw Sweeney
show.
Todd. We're going to talk about it in the after show.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, Gaga would be good.
Maybe we should
in that.
See Wicked before the movie comes out.
So Popular.
Yeah. We should, like, know. probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nearby.
Yeah.
Grab a matinee.
I'll give it a thought. It's only been 20 years since it came out. Maybe we'll finally watch it.
I want to see Lion King too. Anyway.
Okay. Yep. Well, we can just hit all the classics while we're living in the middle of it. We probably should.
R.I.P. Once Upon a One More Time.
Yeah.
Brightest Morning Star on Broadway.
Yeah.
Iconic. Well, speaking of musicals.
I know. It's a musical week, honestly, this news. Or not, to be honest, because...
You're a mean girl. You're a bitch. You're a musical.
Say you're a musical, but there was no music. I have been defending this project for no reason either, because I've never even seen the musical, but I've been like, Renee Rapp is in this. Everyone, all the gays are going to finally learn who she is. Regina George, she made a name for herself from that. Like, everybody wait. And then this trailer comes for Mean Girls.
And she can sing too.
Oh, yeah.
I finally listened and I was like, oh, bitch.
No, she can sing. Oh, yeah. Mean Girls, the musical, the movie, which is apparently foolishly only being called Mean Girls, which is already an SEO nightmare. It's going to, I don't actually know what it's going to do, but like it should have been called Mean Girls, colon, the musical or something. Like,
also, Mean Girls, the movie, the musical, or like something that is funny.
Right. Like High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I don't think they were trying to be funny.
They are. Okay. Yeah. It just, there's no differentiator.
PTSD from calling Vanessa Hudgens when I got eaten up on Twitter that one of the times that I did.
Well, the girl from Sneaker Night.
I didn't lie.
Well, that's how she's most famously known. So this trailer comes out and it's sort of like, I know these scenes. I know these lines from the classic 2004 film, but where's the musical?
That's what confused me about it, because it almost feels like parody.
It almost feels like parody.
It feels like an SNL sketch.
Yes.
The trailer.
Yes.
Which works, but it's missing the like the main.
Yeah. Now, I mean, a lot of our Broadway girlies shadily said, trust me, you don't need them to highlight the songs, that there's like not really classics from this particular musical. However, what you end up with is, I could not explain the reasoning for this. You create a comparison game where you immediately go, why are they remaking the movie? And it's like, they're not. And you've set yourselves up.
Maybe it was genius.
Maybe because we're talking about it.
It
might be. To me, it seems like it infuriates people to be like, why are you remaking one of my favorite movies? But maybe not. It's a very different vibe, for instance, because Regina George is like the main girl in this versus Katie, like Lindsay Lohan being the moment of Mean Girls. And this one, it's just like, whatever. But I was also told that that's the case with the musical.
She's like the queen of pop of it.
That Regina George really has like her moments, in the musical more.
Slay.
Yeah.
The Madonna of Mean Girls.
Yes. But also the instant attack on all of us in the opening. This isn't your mother's Mean Girls. Mother.
Oh my God.
Mother. Relax.
Packed it up.
Sister, maybe.
It's true, though.
I know. It's been 20 years.
Like, if we were straight, we would probably have kids right now.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen evidence.
Yeah. A lot of friends of mine have, like, a full family. Like, they've got, like, four.
I've seen the Facebook updates. I'm aware. This isn't your gay best friend's Mean Girls. Your elder gay best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just, and they knew what they were doing with that. That was very offensive.
It worked, too.
It did.
It got me.
It's in the spirit of Mean Girls, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It was a dig.
She is a fugly millennial slut.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We can't call her a slut because she hasn't been laid in 10 years. That would be, she's like writing in the Sharpie.
Well, I still want to see what they do with this, but it was definitely a choice. Also, people have pointed out they did this with the Wonka trailer with Mr. Timothy. That's a musical, but you wouldn't know it either.
Oh.
The
Willy Wonka movie's a musical? What the fuck do they sing about?
The Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
I feel as though they almost, right now, it feels like, did you try and subtly make a remake without trying to get anybody mad? That's how it feels now. But like, obviously, if it's a musical, it's going to feel different once the movie comes out. I don't know. We shall see. TBD on that. But at the same time, perfect timing, we did get the OG group.
We did.
Well, most of them. For this Walmart commercial featuring the original stars of Mean Girls, who have new lives 20 years later. Guidance counselor Lindsay Lohan.
This is a movie I would watch.
Yeah. It had the same spirit of Mean
Maybe
Girls.
It's teeing up for it.
Maybe. I don't know. But iconically, Rachel McAdams did not reprise her role because she didn't feel like it. There was like an official quote.
I'm sorry, but like this is giving Victoria Beckham not wanting to do the Spice Girls reunion.
To be honest, if the miracle of the Lohanissance happened, like just do it because
exactly.
If you got Lindsay on board with this, like come on, just everybody get
Life
on board.
Life is short.
Life is short. Do a Walmart commercial. That's what they always say.
Yeah. With your girls.
And the check was probably good.
I mean, Walmart. This is like a production.
Yeah. They made it
movie
look
production.
Pretty much on par. Yeah. I will say both the Mean Girls musical and the commercial had a pretty spot on Jingle Bell Rock remake moment. But I liked it. I thought it was really cute.
Me too.
And so now I'm going
to be... capitalism.
Capitalism really won on this one. Mean Girls. I mean, it is so many people's personalities online still, and the quotes are just so pervasive through pop culture. And Fetch has still not happened.
It has not.
I don't know. This definitely does push back the conversation of a remake even further, though. Like, they're not going to do it after this musical anytime soon, I feel.
No, if the musical is 2024, right?
Yeah, January, which is also when they usually dump projects they don't believe in.
Wait, that's like in a month, two months. Oh.
And it also feels a little weird that, like, I mean, granted the strikes.
Why would you
everything.
Not do it on Mean Girls Day?
I don't know. Well, this year, I think everything got a little fuzzy because of the strikes, but.
Oh, true.
January is like not the best move either. I don't know. It doesn't seem like they have a lot of confidence in this. Maybe. It's actually hard to tell because we can't tell if the actors are actually promoting or not because they've only been able to do it for like 2 days. We'll see.
No, it'd be kind of funny as like a joke if they rebooted as like a Mean Girls 2 with the Walmart storyline continued and all the little tweens are like, I'm sliving. And then Lindsay as like the guidance counselor is like, stop trying to make sliving happen.
That would be really
good. See, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, we love everybody.
There would be... I mean, it would be all TikTok based. Mm-hmm. Addison would be in it for sure.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, she has to be one of the four.
Yeah, totally.
It's there.
It's there.
Anyway, Power of Four needs one girl more.
Yeah.
Well, they're not the only girls that are making a comeback.
They're not. Allegedly, we should say for now. I'm so sorry for the person that I'm about to become. Especially on this podcast, especially because it's entirely one-sided, but you know a song.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I know Cheryl Cole.
Yep. There you go.
Three words.
I'm obsessed that the Cheryl Cole song that you know is three words. I'm obsessed with that fact.
That's why when people like give me shit for like not knowing cult classics, I'm like, okay, but do you know Three Words by Cheryl Cole?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know Clean by Taylor Swift?
Well, I don't know.
Thank
if that's
you.
A cult classic.
No,
by
I
the
mean,
most
like when people are like, oh my God, I can't believe that you haven't seen First Wives Club.
Okay.
They're like so shocked. Oh my God, I can't believe you haven't seen Chucky. Oh my God, I can't believe you've seen this. I did get eaten up for like not seeing Clueless until like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't know about this super niche thing.
Right.
So I feel like, I don't know what I'm defending, but I'm defending something.
It's my whole life. I get it. I get it. Especially because they did not make a dent, not even a little bit stateside, really. I can't think of anything that Girls Aloud did here that made any noise. But in any case, Girls Aloud, my favorite girl group, are rumored to be reuniting in the form of, now, the Sun exclusive claims it's a comeback tour, comeback album, comeback song, comeback music video.
Let's make the headlines.
That would not be their deal. They are all up-tempo, rowdy bangers for the most part, except for their...
Let's make the headlines.
They could. I say, because it's the Sun, take it with plenty of grains of salt. However, I maybe or maybe not have heard rumblings myself of something happening next year, so...
Oh.
I do think you should prepare accordingly, but I don't know if everything in the Sun report is accurate. I'll just say that. But this is very exciting. It is bittersweet as well. We did lose Sarah, but I actually think this will be very much like an honoring of her legacy, whatever comes. And I'm really excited for the four of them to finally be back after, I want to say, 10 years since the twit longer that caused me PTSD forever when they ended the 10 tour, and they posted a tweet and they were like, amazing tour, loved it. This is the end in the twit longer. And then Nadine tweeted and she's like, it wasn't up to me. I wanted to keep going. It was a whole thing.
And for the girls who don't know, twit longer is when you wanted to write something longer on Twitter.
Yeah.
Get it? Twit longer. And yeah.
It launched this whole webpage where you could read a full tweet. Now we have thread through the... You can tweet a long thing. It just comes out as a long thread.
Yeah, you can tweet like a novel at this point.
That's
no
true
character
too.
Limit.
Yes, that's true too. So,
or a Notes app apology.
Yes, in which they needed to do after that. But in any case, the girls are coming back from what I gather, and I will be going abroad for whatever this is. I will be shaking and crying. This is my UK minute update. In addition, this just so happened to time with the fact that they're just like Madonna and other people who are doing it. They're digitalizing their back catalog, which I'm loving.
Every legend needs a remaster.
Oh my God, yes.
The music videos, please.
So they put out the 4K of their song, The Show, which everyone needs to get into if they've never heard of Girls Aloud. I feel like that's a proper introduction. Watch the video. And then the song's EP has also come out on streaming, including some of the remixes we didn't have. And funnily enough, a bonus track called The After Show, where they did like a 15-minute like Q&A.
Oh, we also have an after show.
We do have an after show. We why I was like, oh.
Shout out to all of our supporters over on Patreon, by the way.
Yeah.
If you would like to support the podcast directly, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly, where you can be a legend or an icon, support the podcast, and get a bonus episode after every main show, as well as other bonus content. But if you would like to support the podcast for free, you can scroll below, hit 5 stars, leave us a little review. It does help, and we very much appreciate it.
We do. Thank you for that. Yeah, so stay tuned. The show is out now, and I'll just say I highly recommend it. If you've never heard of The Aloud, it very much establishes the Aloud sound. Xenomania, Brian Higgins, it's exactly representative of their vibe. Should have known, should have cared, should have hung around the kitchen in my underwear, acting like a lady, should have made me.
Oh.
Shakespeare could never, lyrical geniuses. I think that's all I have to say about that for now, because nothing's been confirmed, so we will have to wait and see.
Slay. I also just realized my tea is like not exclusive. It was on AOL.com like a week ago.
AOL.com?
Yeah.
What AOL.com exclusive do you have?
I was told that Cher is doing the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade.
Oh, yeah. They officially
and the tree lighting.
That.
And yeah, it was official. Oh, yeah. So I really thought I got something that, there.
Your tea was left out in the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade. She's freezing.
She's an iced tea.
Yeah. She's Mariah in the ice.
Anyway.
Yeah, but that we didn't talk about it. Cher is going to be headlining the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Cher-mas promo. Mm-hmm. We love it. Yeah, there are definitely some names on that list.
Coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will top Bebe Rexha on the Jenny O float. I'm sorry.
No.
Well, we've got Mean Girls, UK Girls, and some Green Girls.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
This is not sponsored.
Yet.
But Rita Ora did SpawnCon. I think this is SpawnCon. I need to look and see if there's hashtag ad. There's not. So this may have just been... Wait, is there really not? Thank you to Airbnb for this amazing stay. And happy late Halloween.
I think that counts as SpawnCon, but I'm not sure.
I'm unaware. I don't see a hashtag.
Maybe not.
But anyway, Rita Ora had a stay at the brand new Shrek's Swamp, not sponsored. That is like a new Airbnb that you can rent out.
Mm-hmm.
And she really committed to the bit in full Fiona drag.
Fiona Aura.
Yeah, literally Fiona Aura.
Don't mind us. We're just two grown adults dressing up around Shrek Swamp. You know, didn't she? She had been in a production that was immediately canceled for Disney. Was it The Hunchback of Notre Dame or something?
There was, yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
And it was like announced. It
literally announced and then canceled the day after.
Yeah.
So I think this is probably her just making up for that, trying to worm her way into Disney. I support it.
Yeah.
She's nothing if not a hustler. And she does look fabulous in green. So
her hair is really starting to look a lot like mine.
It really is. It really is.
Interesting. How much does it cost to stay at Shrek Swamp?
Oh, do they have that up there?
$0 a night. That doesn't make any sense.
How to book. One-time donation to...
I don't really get it. But anyway, that's what Rita Ora's up to.
Yeah.
It says £0 a night.
Love that.
Another one of our girls is out on the promo circuit.
You stand Zara Larsson?
I have something to say about Zara Larsson this week.
What is it, Ronnie? What is it?
Okay, so Zara Larsson performed on...
Strictly Come Dancing?
Yes, which is basically...
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, but in the UK.
Yes.
And she performed on My Love. It's kind of Kavant.
Yeah.
But it's also giving Hilary Duff on the Today Show.
No, this is...
And wait, no. But this is a defense of this.
Okay.
I miss when the girls did promo performances.
Well, yes.
Like, you know how... Okay, so everyone online knows the Hilary Duff dance.
Yeah.
Like, the Today Show dance with Janice Huff.
Yes.
Everyone knows it, learned it. She did that everywhere.
She did.
All year.
All year.
Like, every award show she went to, she performed... She was waving those elbows around to With Love.
Yes.
She did So You Think You Can Dance. She did Stranger. That one had the belly dancing routine.
Yes, the cultural appropriation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kind of eight, though.
If it ate, yes. Yeah. Putting the eight in Asian.
But, like, she had this packaged performance and did it everywhere. And none of the girls, like, do that anymore.
Yeah.
Zara is... out there promoting.
So that's what you mean by Hilary Duff at the Today Show.
Yes, I miss when the girls did this.
Yeah.
Like, they had the same routine and they went around and they served Kavant on like every radio show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do wonder if part of that is with everything messy from the strikes and shows certainly being on or not on or whatever. But I agree. I loved when they hit the promo strip and they did like a full range of this performance.
Yeah.
Like a few five different looks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I know.
She like also.
She ate this up.
Yeah. She's a trained dancer. And
yeah.
Like I'm on like a Zara Larsson deep dive.
You stand Zara Larsson?
Well, this fucking song needs justice.
Yes.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
No, I agree. I.
Look at those legs.
I know.
And that heel.
That's why when you said Hilary Duff Today Show, I was like, damn.
What? That's a compliment.
I mean, but Hilary is giving 10% of that energy in Today Show performance.
Oh, I meant like Hilary Duff on the Today Show in concept.
Got it.
And also too, speaking of Lady Gaga and college friends,
oh.
Who there are some girls, I don't know if they're listening to this, but I used to go to their room and be like, oh my God, I learned the new Hilary Duff choreo, or like, oh my God, I learned the new Pussycat Dolls buttons dance break. And I was giving Hilary Duff Today's Show in the dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
So I stan.
Same. I'm glad she's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We need to have some of our girls do more of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What happened to that? What happened to mall tours?
What happened to mall tours?
What happened to malls? Like, promo performances on the Today Show?
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, people still do that, but they don't give like...
I just don't think they're dancing as much as they used to, maybe.
Yeah, they don't want to get made fun of.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Probably.
Like, I don't think Dua Lipa will ever do another promo performance.
No, I think she will for award shows.
Maybe.
Because she did... Don't Start Now felt very much like, fuck you. I'm not going to like go down with the memes. Like that was, that whole era was very much like,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into it, but I do think Dua got pushed in the right direction for sure.
I'm so obsessed with this.
Yeah, that it is great.
The twirls. And
we
like,
just don't live in a society that values this anymore. And it's so sad.
Well, how do we bring that back?
How do we bring it back?
We need to make this an empire so that like Low can be the next Top of the Pops.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like a little room.
Little
with,
room.
Like, some Kvant lighting. And you can give stage, a little 8-count.
Vocals not required.
No, absolutely Perfect. Not.
Yeah. In fact, not encouraged. Just,
well, I don't, I mean, I
we'll
don't
give you
a
head mic and that's fine.
Oh my God.
I know.
And I could just say like legends only at the top.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Honestly, there's a concept there.
Anyway, I stan also justice for On My Love. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't need justice. It has like literally millions of plays and streams, but.
Justice nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, Zara's serving in this heel and there's been some other serves.
Keep on serving.
Okay. I think it's time for a little segment we like to call. I actually want to mention her in this segment.
Mention
okay,
it all.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Well, we need to talk about Christina Aguilera.
We do.
We have to have a conversation because we were off when the new teaser for Vegas dropped and the Halloween costume and another Vogue. Like, there's a lot we need to discover.
There's a whole episode dedicated to this, really. I knew she'd pull it out for Halloween. She always does.
She does.
And this was just a delightful reference.
It's giving Cher.
Literally.
Literally.
Christina as Cher for Halloween.
So many layers, so many meanings. An ode to her burlesque co-star, a tie-in to the burlesque noise that's happening right now about the play, the musical.
Noise.
The noise on the new one. Oh, it's loud. I'll tell you it's loud. The turning around and doing the wagon wheel with Tusi reference.
Also, whoever did her makeup, it's like...
She looks like Cher.
She's Cher.
She's
Cher Tina.
Cher Tina. She got the mannerisms and the look of her face down. She said, I'm not just dressing up.
No, she has the essence.
The essence. It's brilliant. It's perfect. The fact that she makes all of her little assistants set up the lights and the step and repeat whatever in her living room. That they show the behind the scenes.
Rain.
Summer rain. Max,
set
summer
this
rain.
Ring light up for mommy or you're not getting your Nintendo Switch back.
Oh. She took that Zeman coin and she set up a photo studio and that's what this is. Obsessed. And then, of course, we got the promo for Vegas.
This rattled my fucking wig.
Once again, burlesque tie-in.
The diamonds.
Diamonds.
Just like the echoing of it, the remix of it.
The remix.
I need this on streaming, like immediately.
They're fools for not putting this out, like immediately.
Just a fool.
Just a Fool featuring a man.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Diamonds from Burlesque, the cover. This remix should really be on streaming. And just perfect full circle promoing everything she's doing.
I'm going to pitch myself to the world right now if Burlesque.
Oh, make the world move.
Oh. That note, that one performance. Yeah. If you know, you know. But I would like to pitch myself. If Burlesque gets a remix album for whatever reason, hi.
Hello.
I'm here. I'm still desperately looking for work. So,
and we are ready to remix.
I am putting Cher it out there Tina. Into the universe.
Yeah. You haven't seen The Last of Me remix would be great too.
Oh.
Yeah. Truly.
It's my motto this year. You haven't seen The Last of Me.
Oh, mine is you might have seen The Last of Me. Mine for the especially the past week has been very like, oh, this
it's
might
a
be
temporary
it.
Temporary feeling. You're gonna it happens. It happens.
You might have seen The Last of Me.
Wait, that's funny though too. That's a parody.
It is. concept.
Someone could do Cher performing.
Yeah.
You might have seen The Last of
Me. I mean, it's so funny because she's done 15 farewell tours.
Yeah.
That is really funny.
That is camp. Someone could take that.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's funny. Anyway,
And as if we didn't get enough Cher, I mean, Christina, there's how Christina Aguilera gets ready for New York Fashion Week.
Another Vogue interview.
Did you see the first line? Produced by Vogue with Zeman.
Yeah, there's literally like, did you watch this full video yet?
Yes.
It just randomly like in the middle. So this is another, we talked about this a while back, the Christina Aguilera
Get Ready in Cannes
interview, which was just so funny to me, which is where we got,
what would you say, half up, half down, almost in a way.
Why is it so funny? Is it just us?
No,
no, it's so funny.
Denise!
Yeah. Laughter. It's like, honestly,
healing.
It's so healing.
That's why she's thriving.
So inspired.
She's cackling.
So anyway, she did another dramatic Vogue interview. It starts out of like...
The bellboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bellboy goes to the door.
Yeah.
And it's like you get the view through like the...
the peephole,
yeah. The peephole. And it's just Christina in like her room getting ready.
That's all she's doing always. Getting mm-hmm. ready. Getting ready.
So then she gets ready and she's talking to Vogue and then randomly just goes into a Zeman ad
yep.
in the middle of it.
They even have a transcript on the page, which is cool. Starts off with groovy music. Knuckles rapping at the door. More groovy music. Hey, Vogue.
It's actually the music underneath it is.
Oh, yeah.
A bop, too.
Might need to turn that into something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just killing it. What can I say?
She's an entertainer.
She is.
And I am entertained.
And the Zeman is Zemaning all over her face.
I'm also going to put out another comment into the world. What?
Oh, I really, are you about to ask for free Zeman?
Yes. I would take Zeman to the 11s.
Okay.
As sponsored.
Yeah. Put it out to the Zeman gods.
Listen, at this point, I'm like, why not?
Why not take a crazy jab?
I can't even get a fucking 11th. Coupon from Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
There's got to be something out there.
Yeah.
So I'll take a little...
Smart
right
talks.
To the 11s. Give me some smart talks.
Yeah. Well, we'll put it in there.
Yeah. T. Kyle's Zeman review, now available on Patreon.
It would be really funny.
Fast forward
take
to, like,
it to
me
the
in a
11s.
Month from now, like...
And now you have 33s.
Yeah.
A anyway. Wish is a dream your heart can make. Or some a dream. Yeah. So.
Slay.
A Zeman is a injectable your skin can take
mm-hmm.
for a moderate amount of time. Not sponsored yet.
No, but I would.
We would. Well, you would.
I would honestly probably sell it too, because people would be yeah. like, oh, wow, that's an improvement.
Right.
You know what I mean, though? Like you know, you can tell that someone's like promoting something that they don't actually use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I could be like, oh, here's before and after.
See it for yourself.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of fashion.
Yeah, you might get that Zeman injection before this event, which we'll obviously be invited to. The 2024 Met Gala is coming, and the theme has been announced. And it is Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. I'm literally asleep. This won't be good. I'm thinking at max, there's like three or four people who take it literally. And actually do something Sleeping Beauty-esque.
On a bed.
Yeah. But otherwise...
Katy Perry would do that, I feel like.
Yeah, she would. Otherwise, I think everyone's just going to dress nice. I feel like they're not even going to try because this is so vague and it's so like, what? I'm not going to do that. I don't think people are going to have fun with this. I feel like I don't even really get it. I don't know why we're doing this. But I do think like the Beyonce Renaissance cozy bed, we'll get a few of those, which was already like a... I forget which designer did that. So we'll have a few like camp moments like that and maybe a few pajama moments.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I just don't feel like people are going to really go on any sort of Sleeping Beauty route.
I'm kind of excited to see what people do.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand why the Institute itself doesn't really lean in on a very doable theme. I think increasingly over the years, it became like you have to match the theme. I feel like it wasn't always the case necessarily. But it became like people dressing up according to the exhibition. And I feel like now there's an expectation. So it's like, why not really lean in and make it accessibly a theme that you can play with? This just isn't very playful, in my opinion. Sleeping Beauties. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it's an awesome showing. Everyone's up in pillows and bedding.
Yeah, silk.
Silk sheets.
Like, actually, though. Yeah,
silk sheets will be making some sort of appearance.
Rihanna's look, honestly, could have been, like,
she's had
sleeping
like, a few Sleeping Beauties.
Very, like,
yeah.
Sleeping bag kavan.
Yes. Definitely we'll get some sleeping bag type of stuff. I definitely think cozy pajamas gone couture will happen in some way. And then some people will like reference Sleeping Beauty, the character, and try and like go Disney princess, I'm guessing. It's okay. Nothing's really going to top Heavenly Bodies, though. Like, everybody did their blasphemous best. Like, Catholicism, it just was so good. And camp was such a bad mess. That was great, too, for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I'm going to show up with the alarm clocks on my tits.
I honestly...
Wake up,
an idea.
Girls. Reawakened.
That's a good idea.
And just like...
Going to be a giant melatonin.
Oh, purple.
Yeah.
So snoozy.
Snoozy. Or like a white noise machine. Just, you could have like a... Literally like your color-changing light there. It could be like a... white skirt.
That's ooh, like, with like a mist.
With like a mist.
Lavender.
Yeah.
What are those things that you put over cribs to keep, like, that has like all the...
Oh, the hanging...
And it has like the sun
like
and
the
like
carousel
moon.
Thing. I know what you're talking about, and I'm not...
And it plays like Freaky by Trisha Paytas
yes,
on it.
Yeah, Freaky Lullaby version. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's an idea too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there's room. There's more room than I was thinking, but I just don't know how playful people will be. It would be a delight if they are.
I would also do, I speak as if like I'm going.
Yes. Well, we'll be there.
For like someone who sleeps in the nude.
Yes.
Like, I don't do that, but.
I do.
Oh, really?
Always.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone out there is like literally going to their phone, like getting on their DMs right now. You could do like a full bodysuit in like the nude color with like, but it's like a sleeper pants, so kind of like Britney at the VMAs. So
okay,
you look naked, but you're not actually naked,
okay,
because you're sleeping in the nude.
I like it. We got plenty of concepts.
Yeah,
designers, stylists, take these ideas. We want to see the girls having fun with this.
Oh, fun.
Remember that?
I just love being a creative person.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone else who has definitely reawakened their career.
Luana Sans.
The Luana Sans. Ooh, that sounds ooh.
It sounds rich.
Instead of Luann.
Yeah.
Luann.
Luana Sans.
My name is Countess Luann. Luann was serving Cavant.
Keep
at
on
Bravo
serving
Con.
Hibiscus.
Yeah.
Oh, and at BravoCon, you're
that
right.
Pink suit with tits out.
I'm coming down your chimney.
That video that I got of her, which my friend posted. Tim, I screen recorded your story that was not mine that I took. She's like on a golf cart in a hot pink suit, tits out with a cigarette in hand.
Yep.
Kavan, I think it's time we have a little
TikTok talk. The woman of the hour.
Countess Luann on The Masked Singer.
It was a blink and you missed it, unfortunately. I wanted her to be a full season. Obviously, she would have survived. It was just a little cameo. Countess Luann doing It's Raining Men. I couldn't think of a better match.
No, this is so camp.
Jerry Halliwell's version is shaking. Hibiscus.
Which I don't even understand why.
Nope.
Hibiscus. She should have been an apple.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or a cigarette.
A cigarette. Cigarette.
Or like the Empire State Building.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Like something, like something that was like New York.
Oh, God.
Like Wendy and now Luann.
Luann.
Like,
it's real so good. It's real good.
The I really don't even know how to explain it.
And also, I'm not even being funny. Her It's Raining Men was really fun. Like it was a good, fun, campy drag queen rendition.
Yes.
Like, not unlike Jerry's version.
No.
But then she unfortunately had a battle round where she did Hey Mickey, and it did sound a little rougher for her. It was not as flawless.
Yeah, they didn't crank the auto-tune up for that one.
They did not crank the auto-tune up for that one. But, God, she gave it a good run. The unmasking. Oh, God, that show is the most dystopian. Like, what is going on with our society?
I don't know. More of this.
More of this. No. Yeah. This was great. This was definitely very LO coded.
Yeah.
It was extremely, obviously we got tagged a bunch.
I did love, there was a comment on the Discord that said, I don't know where to post this, but since Luann and the rats are, it was something to the fact of like, Luann and the rats are your mascot.
Yeah.
I'm going to post it in the podcast channel.
It made sense.
And I was just like, ugh.
So good that we have a brand.
We really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if she was like a mouse or a rat. It would have been over.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Has anyone been a rat on Masked Singer
I'm
before?
I'm not sure. I would think they would go mouse because it's less offensive or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Grotesque. But definitely was a sight to be seen and heard. And she plugged her cabaret. And they all did, honestly. They were just like, and come see Lou at the cabaret. Honestly, good for her. Like, what could have been like a joke run of a housewife single has really turned into like actual venues, a show. It's a real thing.
She's leaned in.
Completely. Like, this is by far, I think, aside from Candy, as far as music goes with the housewives, I think she's gone the furthest with doing something like this. You know, there's...
Honestly, yeah.
And, like, Erica and Candy don't count if you've already come from the music world, in my opinion. Like, people who have started a music career on Housewives, I think Luann has, like, led the path.
Yeah, because she's leaned into it not being...
Yeah.
...serious.
Right. What are you saying about Melissa Gorga on display?
I saw her last night.
You sure did.
Out in Hell's Kitchen.
She was on display.
Yeah. J-Lo live.
J-Lo live.
Someone... Oh, okay. So, fun story. So, I went to John Hill and Mark McNamara's show,
mm-hmm.
and Melissa Gorga was the special guest, and they took fan questions, and I'm so bummed because I was gonna.
Oh,
so this woman asked a question and said, "What do you want to do after Housewives?" And Melissa's like, "Oh, I don't know. Like, I want to produce. What do you think I should do?" And the woman said, "Sing," and I was like, "Yes!" And then I was gonna raise my hand and ask like, "When's the next single?" But they, you know, wrapped the show up, but. Yeah.
What did she say to sing?
She was like, oh.
Okay.
There was no like hint at anything new coming.
Okay.
Never Let Me Go is a bop. By Melissa Gorga, by the way.
I hope it's not over because I do think there is something there. I don't know what it is, but I loved On Display.
I mean, it's working for Luann.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, you have to have a self-awareness to it that makes it fun and we will eat it up.
We really will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Great day. Great week for reality TV performances because we also have a Vanderpump Rules superstar turned author, podcaster. Does she have a podcast? New, what's the place called that they're opening? The store?
Unsure.
Ariana?
There's the cocktail book.
There's a cocktail book. Oh, I know the name of it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, they've like sold merch before they actually opened the shop, which is iconic. The sandwich shop with Katie.
Oh, I haven't been watching, so I'm kind of out of the loop.
Ariana Maddox is on Dancing with the Stars currently.
A front runner.
Front runner. And she did an ode. Now, we know this for a fact. She is a Britney stan.
She is a Britney stan.
She is a It's Britney Bitch listener. We do know this. True. We do know this. She performed Slay For You.
It was so good.
And ate it up. And was an actual, like, that was, okay, that's somebody who actually likes Britney.
Yes.
Yes.
The makeup, the hair, the styling. It was Britney.
And you could tell she was living her full Britney fantasy. Everybody's got one.
Could you imagine if Jamie Lynn was still on this week? If she didn't get eliminated second.
Was it a Britney week?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
All right. But yeah, she did incredible and was doing so much. I saw the Instagram story. It was like all like Britney stanage and promo, and she's a real one.
Yeah.
She
it
loves
was like
her
when
Britney.
Snooki did work bitch.
Just like it.
Yeah. Yes. I love when like, you know, you get to see someone like let their stan jump out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's
and
like,
it was
why not?
So
like,
authentic.
It's like Troy, like in the music video, being like, I was inspired by Janet.
Yeah.
Like, you get to see someone like really step mm-hmm. into.
Yeah.
It's like me with my new single. I really was stepping into my inner
your
Luann.
Tits. Oh.
You know?
Your Luann, yes. Your inner tits.
Yeah.
Totally. So congratulations, Ariana. I do think she's going straight up to the top. you know, like it's been a strong trajectory. So she's winning. And while she's winning,
someone else is crying.
Someone else is crying.
Now, we talked about this gay a while back, a year ago. This is a user,
Daniel Rabinowitz.
And the TikTok is the crying, I don't want to hang out with straight people. They're literally so boring. We got the extended cut now.
Yes.
What? I don't want to be friends with straight people anymore because they're not even, first of all, they're not even fun. You guys are literally boring. If you want to be friends with gay people, let's clock it. Let's get it together and let's get some little tricks or some fun little things or you can't hang. And separately, I like hanging with gay people because it's fun. If you're not fun, I just don't really get why you're showing up. So that's all.
I'll slide into the DMs after
like,
we...
Oh, do you need a shoulder to cry on?
Oh.
They are boring. Whatever. I can flirt like too, fun. Okay?
That's right. Yes, you can.
It's rare, but I can.
It's not that rare.
Me?
I feel like I've seen you at bars flirt.
Yeah, but I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Know who slid back in my DMs, though, actually. Well, we won't say that on, but...
No way. We should, we'll play this, but, like, you'll bleep the things
we
say.
Yeah, I will. We're not going to say the name.
Well, yeah.
Brad knows, but...
Yeah, yeah.
We almost made out, and then slid in my DMs and said he loves my new single, so...
Oh, well, that's the shortcut.
Yeah. So,
right to your chimney.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just saying. So I do have a little bit of game.
You do. I'm proud of you. Wow, that's fun.
I get that I like look like a bitch 98% of the time.
It's just the 11s.
It is, though.
No, it's not the 11s. No, it's just
no,
in
no,
your
it's
head.
Just everything else.
It's just everything else. Don't worry. That's exciting.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, but anyway, what were we discussing? Oh, well, speaking of...
Your new single is dropping.
It's
dropping.
Time for some...
Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, any bops you'd like to discuss?
Oh, actually, look at my iPhone background.
Oh,
look
I don't... That. What's that from?
My single cover. I made my own wallpaper.
It is a stunning image.
Look at that. I like literally the extended the string so that the, you know, the balls hang in the middle.
If you ever do an extended X-rated mix, you should have a reflection in the balls of a naked woman, like in the distance.
Oh my God, like in the mirror
balls? In the reflection.
Oh, when I got those two for my
disco balls. Yeah, that would be great.
Wow.
That's an idea. Like, yeah. Like very Slater.
My God. Honestly, like, I feel like Slater could be the vocal on this.
I think so too.
But anywho, my new single is out, you guys. I'm coming, down your chimney.
Down your chimney.
Tits out, okay? Tits out.
She's here now. I can't believe, we didn't actually get to properly discuss it on the week that it dropped. But yes, it's here. The girls are loving it. I've seen some people performing it on TikTok, lip syncing to it, including...
AZ for Angela.
AZ.
Oh, my candle queen.
Bed, Bath & Beyond hall queen herself.
Mm-hmm.
Bath & Body Works.
Yes, this is the... I'm telling them, Jen.
Jen from Applin.
Yes.
You know.
You know AZ for Angela. Viral icon.
Well, she's loving the song.
Yeah, she did a TikTok to it. Like literally ticked out.
Dorinda loves it.
Dorinda does love it. Dorinda slid in my DMs.
Yep.
Listen, I love my girls.
You sure
and
do.
This makes me, this brings me so much joy. I also got a lot of DMs from people responding to AZ for Angela being like, this warms my heart. This is so full circle.
Oh.
This is like, just makes me so happy.
Yes.
Cause like, yeah, it was like a decade ago.
It was.
And I was like kind of the one that like posted her video on Tumblr.
Yeah.
And it like took off. And yeah, it just, it does make me happy. To it see does. Like her still doing well and like dancing with Judy in her car. Be yes. Like, sing it, Judy. And Judy's like, oh, I don't know that one.
That's perfect.
Makes me so happy.
Yes.
But my single is out now. And I do just want to say, I want to thank the people who pre-saved it. There was over 100 people who pre-saved my song. That is so many people. I did not expect that. I want to say thank you that you took the time to like log in and save it. Because it really helped boost it.
Mm-hmm.
And the song has legitimately already exceeded my goals.
You charted.
Yeah, I did
on the
chart,
iTunes
on
charts.
iTunes.
You were eating Ariana and other girls up.
Yeah, she fell off the charts already.
The ponytail fell off.
Mm-hmm. She did tug. She snatched the ponytail from Santa Tell Me.
Yeah.
For a hot second there.
She did.
Mm-hmm. It has already exceeded my expectations and it is not even like Christmas music season yet.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank everyone for the support and for sharing it and streaming it. And I hope that it just makes people laugh.
Just jolly.
And, like, bop. Because everything is so heavy right now and like... Mm,
including your tits.
Yes, I hope so. Right down the chimney. Boom. So that was the goal for this.
Yeah.
Is I know the holiday season sucks for a lot of people. And instead, just fucking shake your fucking tits down the chimney.
Preach. That's a word. Wow.
I'm so proud. I can't even put it into words. Like, I could start crying right now.
Over tits out?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be like the crying gay we just discussed.
Yeah.
You guys match.
Well, because it's like I have been at this for like 3 years and I've pushed past the feeling of like, oh, I'm 35. What am I doing trying something new? Mm-hmm. You know, society tells you should have it all figured out and you should be here and like you should be there.
You don't need to tell me twice. I'm having the existential crisis of a lifetime right now.
It's like such an existential crisis. And then I was admittedly holding off from putting out anything original because I was like, oh my God, the pressure of like, are people going to like it? What if no one, you know, but you just have to push past that. And I pushed.
You did.
And because I felt strongly about it. And so I just hope that anyone listening, if you want to try something new, that you are inspired in any way to try something, whatever age you're at, whatever ability you're at, you can do it.
It's very inspiring, honestly. Yeah.
I literally put out a song on my own.
You did.
In a month. So you can do it too. Like, it doesn't have to be music, but like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I not to be Oprah, but.
No, it's very inspiring to watch somebody live in their truth and creativity and watch it flourish, especially over the past 3 years from starting those sessions with the, you know, like the master classes and the those sort of private sessions that you were learning to where you are now is pretty crazy. So
it's wild.
You should be very proud of yourself. And I mean, it feels very much like just the beginning, and yet you're getting all this acknowledgement already from illustrious names like Dorinda Medley and AZ for Ange, but it's like, that's the goal.
Like, I literally feel like Beyonce.
Exactly.
Like, Dorinda DMing me to be like, can I make a video with your song? I'm like, I would be honored.
Exactly. No, it literally is goals. It's,
yeah,
it's exactly what you wanted. So, very exciting.
I can't wait to see what she does with it, too.
I know.
Oh my God. Anyway, so yes, thank you to everyone for streaming and supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Yes, and you can listen to it. Well, I've got it on the Mewtunes playlist, but we'll also have it on the Legends Only Weekly.
Oh, it's already there. Yeah. Put it on, like, literally
at midnight.
Yeah.
Well, you can listen to it there, too.
Mm, it's on Spotify, YouTube. Oh, the video, too.
The video is delightful.
Oh, my God. My stock footage queen.
You really popped off with this one.
Do you guys want to know the truth? I wrote it in a comment.
Yes.
But I was so high, I thought it was Denise Richards.
Yeah, you bought stock footage of who you thought was Denise Richards shaking her tits in a holiday outfit.
Denise!
Yeah.
It looks like her from afar,
right?
Kinda. Yeah.
It's literally Denise Richards, like in a Halloween, a Santa costume.
I didn't even know you could do that, and that's incredible. I thought you AI'd it or something.
Nope.
It's so good.
Shout out to Adobe Stock, not sponsored, but...
Yeah. You're a customer now.
Yeah.
Love that.
Doing the best I can with what I got. But like, actually though, I don't have a label. She invested into her career.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like hard to talk about things that like you're excited about because I feel like, I don't know, like the world is burning.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like so weird being like, oh my God, I did a song, but I don't know. Whatever.
I think we should find joy in places we can.
Exactly, right?
Yes. I think it's very important.
Yeah.
We don't lose hope and we have some things that we can enjoy.
Yes. So. I agree.
And already, like, holiday season is heavy for a lot of people.
Yes, so. And especially right now. It's like there's so much.
Yes.
Well, another bop that I did want to shout out, and this is really random, but...
I'm obsessed with the fact that this is here.
I was on a little deep dive the other day.
Yes.
Because someone commented and said, your song reminds me of Dave Audet, which was like the highest compliment. because Dave Audet used to literally remix staple. Everything.
Pussycat Dolls, Lindsay, all of it, Britney.
Literally remixed Never Again by Kelly Clarkson, mm-hmm. My December, turned it into a dance bop.
Yes.
So I was on a Dave Audet deep dive
mm-hmm.
and found there is a new Kimberly Locke remix.
And it's not Eighth World Wonder, shockingly.
No, which is a bop.
It is a bop.
It is I Can't Make You Love Me, the Dave Audet remix. It's Dave Audet, right? Mm-hmm. Not Aud.
I've always said Dave Audet. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
And it came out in like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, my American Idol queen.
It's so funny that you put that down because I have been meaning to message you about Dave Audet. He has been sending, if you get on his newsletter, he's been doing like these kind of sessions in the studio, breaking down how he did the When I Grow Up Pussycat Dolls remix and other sounds that he used. Like he actually showed that he used his pants zipper for the sound in When I Grow Up. Basically, I think you should hit him up for like apprenticeship or...
I'm ready for it.
Hey, everybody. I just posted a new episode of How I Made It to my socials, making When I Grew Up by the Pussycat Dolls 15 years after its release. And yeah, there's a video of it and you can see how he did it. But I think you should not only watch that, but I think you should hit him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm open to apprentice...
apprenticeship.
Yeah, that. Someone to be a mentor.
Totally. I think that would be perfect because he also understands the pop girlies in a way that maybe some other straight man producers and remixers don't. Like mm-hmm. he was giving us all of the girls like third singles kind of songs that it's like
every song back in the day used to get a dance mix
exactly.
and it was like official.
Totally. So you can put that on your list of things to look forward to and do in the new year. But
okay.
I think you should hit him up.
I also thought about hitting up Morgan Page.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He's very friendly. He seems really nice.
Yeah, I watch his Twitch streams.
And oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I should.
Oh, my God.
So many things.
Could this be like the start of something?
I think it is.
Oh, my God. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well.
It's like, life is so, I really honestly feel like I'm going to get hit by a car every day. I'm like, fuck it, go for it, you know?
That's the right mindset. Not so much getting hit by the car, but for going for it.
Well, the way these mopeds are speeding through the city.
I was going to say, like, it is very likely we will be because of where we live, but...
Yeah, I saw a moped hit this... I feel like Wendy Williams, when she talked about the woman getting stabbed.
Yeah.
I saw a moped hit a woman with a baby carriage in the middle of the street and just ran away the other day.
Oh, my God.
Broad daylight. And I was like, oh.
Well, you live in a wild area, I will say. With that being said, catch them while you go... Oh, you're not going anywhere, actually.
No.
We do have the return of Miss Peep, which we missed this entire saga, kind of, where she posted a teaser and then deleted it and posted and deleted. And then you understand what she was doing because the song is called Houdini.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, she canceled
it already. She canceled. Oh, she keeps canceling.
Oh, it's over.
She's changing her mind. Relatable queen. But no, she's back. New hair as the... Mew exclusive, the LO exclusive that she was dodging events that I was going to because she didn't want to debut her new hair. We do indeed have, I've seen it called like cherry cola. I like that. The hair.
Oh.
That's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
Like a cherry cola hair. Or as some will know the reference, Cheryl promised this X Factor performance hair.
Dr. Pepper is that color too.
Oh, Dr. Pepper.
Not sponsored.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got the new single, Houdini, which just dropped. The video dropped at the same time. It is the beginning of a new era. It is in collaboration with Kevin Parker of Tame Impala and Danielle Harl of PC Music, which is a cool combo. And then her co-writer, who's been with her from New Rules to Don't Start Now to Dance Tonight, Caroline Aileen? I'm forgetting how you pronounce it, but she's been with her all the steps away. So it's cool because she's like, old duo with some new sounds with these new men in her life. What do we think?
I think she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so music video is a fucking serve.
Oh, absolutely.
And we really get the hair. I feel like the hair reveal in the video is like, oh, uh-huh. Now I'm seeing this.
Yes, because
in the photos,
vision.
I was like, mm.
Yeah, it photographs fine, but it's like when it's in motion in a video, you're like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I get it now.
Looks good.
The song is cute. I don't feel like it's the most I feel like it's missing a hook, but it's standard duo. Like, it's her sound and song mm-hmm. structure. And I like that they've switched up the instruments. Mm. And it almost feels, okay, I'm going to make a well, everyone knows the reference. The Confessions album where it was continuous.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this song, you could flow out of Future Nostalgia, DJ this song in to like a Dance the Night or any track on Future Nostalgia
mm-hmm.
into this new album. To me, it almost feels like it's bridging a gap of like Future Nostalgia Dua and whatever this new sound will be. It's
100%.
Not, to me, it's not fully going there mm-hmm. with a new sound.
Yep.
Because it has elements of like both.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I thought of was like, okay, this is cute, but it feels like a transition song, like as like a DJ would transition
mm-hmm.
to album. Does that make sense?
100%.
Okay.
I think that was the intention. And she said as much in interviews too, that this was one of the funkier songs, the more up-tempo, whatever, yeah. that are going to sort of bridge the gap to whatever this psychedelic-inspired new third album is that is coming next year. And that she worked on with the same core team throughout the whole thing, the core collaborators. I thought it was catchy from the start, but I think also, I remember when Dance the Night dropped and I was like, it's fine because it's like a Future Nostalgia discard kind of thing. But then once the movie came and people danced to it, like on TikTok and stuff, like it really just got legs in a big way. I don't know if this one will have the same, but I do think it's solid. It's a bop in my opinion, and I think the video helps to sell it. I think she really double triple down on like the go girl give us nothing of the first era. She said, well, fuck you then, I'm gonna like work harder at truly being giving you pop star. And I think she has.
The video also gives me Hung Up.
That feels definitely intentional.
Confessions
was a point of reference on Future Nostalgia, and there's no way, you know, of course Hung Up comes to mind in a dance studio kind of video for sure. There's a lot of videos like that, but definitely Hung Up comes to mind. I loved the dancer formations with her hair, like them all having kind of that hair too mm-hmm. was good. The hallucinations of the mirror images not matching her at a certain point was really cool. I don't know. I think it's just sort of a effortless, good pop song. It could use another minute, but I say that about every song. You know, this at least hit the 3 minute mark, which is good. But that end is so enticing that I could use another minute because it goes into that sort of grimy.
Yeah, and the video, it's like it almost, it's like leading into something.
Yes. Yeah, and I think she's really starting to establish a Dua sound at this point. And it's like, yeah, that's,
she's got it.
That's got it.
You know? They just dropped, like they dropped the bass, mm-hmm. like the classic Dua bass. And then I don't know what instrument it is, but it's one that's like, damn, mm-hmm. like the, what is that? You know the sound and like all of Dua songs mm-hmm. where it's like, it's in Dance the Night.
Yeah. Is it a horn?
I don't know.
I...
Bam! Like that. I need to find out what that is.
I think it is. It might, or strings. No, I don't know. It might be strings.
It's a string.
It's a string.
It's a string.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a vroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what it is.
In any case.
It's grittier too.
It is grittier. I'm looking forward to this new era, and I do feel like she's really sort of stuck the landing so far with the song. I think it's enjoyable. We'll see what comes of it. I'm intrigued by the alleged psychedelic influence that's coming.
Her loud era.
Her loud era. I mean, any good era. And also, I will say to the era thing, I actually think it's totally fine and acceptable, and we shouldn't put pressure on the girls to completely change their entire everything, every album. It's cool. I think visually it's cool when there's a new stamp on every album, but it's fine even if this is still heavily disco. At least there's a new look to it already with this hair. But I don't think every girl should be required to completely reinvent themselves, which was sort of a Madonna thing. And Rihanna definitely like got on that visually, and many of the girls, but I feel like it's fine if this is still like dance bops.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to really be pushed that much, but it's cool to hear there's like 70s psychedelic influence apparently that's coming. And also having like the Tame Impala sound and PC Music sound, I'm very intrigued what that sounds like altogether. It's definitely mainstream. That ending implied that she's going a little left of center, a little bit. So I'm excited. I want to hear more. She also has started doing press, and she started doing appearances, including the first listen of the song, which I absolutely loved. She did a thing with BBC Radio 1. I actually didn't see the final product, but I saw the photos of it happening where she surprised the first fan with the first listen. She hid behind a newspaper with eyes cut out on the side with like her team. And the guy finds the sign or whatever. It says, "Congratulations, you are the first person to hear Dua Lipa's new song." And all these people rush in and a girl's holding a disco ball up. And there's like three people holding, like waving flags. And the guy's just like listening on the iPod.
Oh my God, what is it called?
To be fair, this is very much like the BBC Radio 1's promo idea. I thought it was fun and playful. And speaking of like our girls just having fun, like this is so silly. I think it's fun. Not taking herself seriously either. A silly homemade like sign that says like, "Congratulations." Like, obviously it looks hilarious. So I'm into her vibe right now too. She seems very like, the song even, we didn't even talk about it. The song is about how she might ghost you. In her quote, she's talking about, "It's like the peak of my singledom. I'm like cheekily talking about whether or not you hold my interest or I'll ghost you." And I'm like, honestly, slay.
I liked the Magic Trick single too. Mm-hmm. Like where she played with the exclusive thing and then like clapped her hands and it was gone. That was cute.
Yeah. She, I don't know. I like her vibe right now. And it's also very true to life. The song's about, I come and I go. You don't know where to find me.
Pandemic or not.
Who better to sing about this than our queen of country hopping for the past 3 years? Feels appropriate. True to life. And yeah, she also did an interview where she was confronted.
Oh my God. This was so clown.
By a man on the phone. I think Dua Peep is a better name than Dua Lipa.
I think Dua Peep is a better name than Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way she said, it is a little bold the way that people will literally go to her face and be like, "Your name sucks. Your born given actual name sucks in comparison to Wendy Williams' mispronunciation of your name."
Yeah, this was an interesting way of bringing it up to her.
It was.
Because she was like not happy about it.
I do think she doesn't love it. And I also think there's something vaguely...
It's very Demi Lovato poot.
Yes, but there's something intimate or about like, that is your name and people who like make fun of your name. I could see having feelings. I mean, you have feelings about your name.
What?
You don't use your first name.
Yeah, but I never have.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like name... So if you were called that, like...
I am.
Yeah.
Doctors in the bank.
Yeah.
When I get called that name, mm-hmm. I'm like, either...
It's like a legal...
Yeah, thing. It's a legal matter. Like, I'm filling out paperwork.
It's a legal matter, yes.
I'm at the doctor. Mm-hmm. Or I have to get something taken care of at the bank.
Right.
So that's, like, my professional.
Right.
But I've always been T. Kyle. My kindergarten, like all my kid papers say T. Kyle.
I think it strikes her funny also because often it's used condescendingly.
Right.
It's like...
It was presented to her on this phone call in a condescending
way.
It
was, yeah.
It wasn't like a funny...
Yeah.
You know...
I mean, it just rolls off the tongue. It's undeniable. Dua Peep really does. But...
Know what you should do? I have an idea for her. Dua, you can release Dua Peeps... At Easter time.
You could.
I don't know when the album's coming out, but like next
year.
That would
time probably.
Is spring.
Yeah.
You could come out with a line of Dua Peeps that are like, you know, peeps.
All I know, if you look at Mariah, like she could have taken offense to people telling her that she defrosts every year and then goes back to the sea, but she doubled down.
Yep.
And it is offensive because people do discredit Mariah as like being this one hit wonder of this Christmas song and then returning to the sea or whatever bullshit, but instead she leaned in. So honestly, yeah, have one video where it's just like a big neon sign that says Dua Peep or something, because then you take the power out of it if you feel like people are using it to belittle you. But yeah, I mean, it's also, it's a cute name too.
It is.
Yeah, so I don't know,
it's funny.
It is funny, but the way they presented it was like
yeah. It reminds me of the one TikTok where someone reposted James Charles performing the Dua song.
Well, that
and said
is a whole other thing.
They wrote Mua Lipa. It is so funny to me.
She's lucky Tyra Banks isn't around with her daytime show right now. So Dua Lipa, we're going to do a little interview here. That rhyme interview. It would have got her got her bad. Any case, so that's the start of this new chapter for Miss Dua, and we'll see what comes with this album. I'm excited. And again, she's also, you know, of the Gen Z girlies or the new girlies in general, at least she wants to give us dance pop. It's not something you can say about a lot of them.
That is true.
I believe she's somewhere living with deep, deep regret.
Gaga's like the first to be like, let's get back to work. Yeah. Let's start filming and being
cheek
actors.
To cheek three, yeah. Incoming.
Well, and finally, this is sort of late breaking, but Uh-oh. We do have the Grammys nominations.
Oh, yes.
We had them announced, and honestly, this year is not too bad as far as feeling like there's variety and cool different genres and representation. I was like, okay, I'm not that mad this year. Just some quick highlights, I guess. The categories, the top four, we have some Lana love, which I love. Miley is getting a ton of love. Victoria Monet, who is having the most poetic justice after she was told that the VMAs wouldn't have her on the main stage because she isn't there yet. And now she has, I believe, 7 nominations mm-hmm. to the Grammys. That's beautiful.
I think she's going to win.
She at least some of these. I think she's nominated several, you know. Boy Genius, Billie Eilish, a new artist named Taylor Swift. I'm not sure about that one. And then Olivia Rodrigo, John Batiste.
I almost feel like Taylor might... I'm still analyzing what I think my predictions will be.
I don't know how tremendously big this year will be for Taylor beyond the... Like, she's already won the year in many, many ways. Sales and charts and all of that. But I don't know. It wasn't predominantly because of Anti-Hero.
Well, it's also funny that Cruel Summer is like literally like number one on the charts
I don't know. So Anti-Hero is going to go up against like SZA's Kill Bill. I think
SZA's going to win a lot this year too.
SZA
deserved.
Probably album, because the noise that that album made at that time was big. But like, yeah, Anti-Hero going against Kill Bill. Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire, Miley's Flowers is going to have a moment at some point.
I think Flowers deserves something too.
Yeah, record or song of the year or something. Lana getting A&W as song of the year is iconic. Dua got Dance the Night and song of the year, which is cool. Best New Artist is really fun. I don't know which way this will go between Victoria Monet, Ice Spice, Fred Again.
I know that one's a tough category.
But this is when I think the Grammys are good, because I'm like, yeah, these are all great people. I don't know how the hell you choose between such different people, but I'm like, at least we see representation of people from all walks of genres that are so cool and good that I'm like, oh yeah.
Impactful.
Yeah. We've also got Best Pop Solo with like Doja, Paint the Town Red, Flowers, Vampire, Anti-Hero, and What Was I Made For by Billy. Oh, What Was I Made For? Had such a moment with TikTok and the Barbie movie.
I want that to go to Miley.
The pop best one, pop solo.
Because isn't Billie also nominated for the one?
The big
the
four.
Category that's song for a film.
Oh, maybe.
Or maybe,
yeah.
Or I think I'm getting confused, but.
That's true. Best pop vocal album. Very surprised. Kelly Clarkson, Chemistry, and Miley's Endless Summer Vacation. Olivia Guts, Taylor Midnights, and Ed Sheeran, Subtract. I swear to God, if this is one of those, that time when
that should go
the
to
man
Taylor,
won.
To be honest.
For the album.
In my opinion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering how they're going to treat Olivia throughout all of this, because they like their new pop girlies too. And Olivia had a moment less, well, Vampire was huge. We'll see.
It's a stacked year.
It's a stacked year. Of course, in the dance sections though, we might as well have sponsored this. We've got Disclosure. Romy and Fred Again getting a nomination for Strong is so cool. Like,
so surprised by that one.
I'm
I was
so
like,
happy about that. And I actually think they have a shot in that one.
Yeah.
For sure. Best pop dance recording, however, is the one that actually will tear this community apart.
They literally decided, like, we're going to make a stand war category that you can all scream at each other for.
So this is BB and David Guetta, One in a Million.
I love you, BB and David, but...
Calvin Harris and Ellie, Miracle.
A strong contender. Mm-hmm.
Guetta, Anne-Marie, and Coi Leray, Baby Don't Hurt Me.
I love all of these songs in this category, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, One in a Million right now is number 2 on my most on repeat on Spotify, right. So I'm not being shady, obviously.
Kylie, Padam, Padam, and then Troy's Rush. I mean, I just obviously need to take a moment to be Kylie getting a nom in 2024. She did win once before, but I'm just very grateful, and I hope she's thriving and happy because of it. And then Troy with Rush, that's huge. It's an excellent category. I'm
rooting
think,
for Troy.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm obviously Kylie, but I actually think both of us are going to get knocked out because I do think they'll go with like a Calvin or a Guetta because ultimately men and straight. I don't know.
I'm good Blue didn't win.
I know. But Miracle also didn't have as much of a moment here, but it was huge over there. Like Miracle was big. So I am worried about Calvin Ellie, but great Australian dance gay representation in this category between Kylie and Troy. Yeah, so we'll be Kylie v. Troy, I guess, on this, but it's a win is a win. This is a great category.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for them. And then more up your alley, like the best dance album with Fred again against KX5, Skrillex, James Blake, and the Chemical Brothers. There's a real chance for Fred again to have a really good year, I think, or a good night anyway.
I think he's going to win that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love for KX5 mm-hmm. to get that one, but
I do think Lana will win for Best Alternative. She has A&W nominated. And did you know that There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard is nominated for Alternative Album?
I think she's going to win too.
I think so.
Yep.
And I think the speech is going to be incredible. There's even more. Any other big surprises? There was one I'm trying to remember now that like shook me to my core.
Dom Dala got a nom in Remix.
Oh, in Remix?
I thought Rhyme Dust should have gotten a nom, but
Sweeney Todd, Best Musical Theater Album.
Really?
Yep, against Some Like It Hot, Shocked, Parade, and Kimberly Akimbo.
Oh.
She's got a shot.
I feel you, Joanna.
There you have it.
If I could sing, it would be over for all of these girls on the charts.
For your consideration. I know, it really would be. Oh, audiobook. We'll see about Michelle Williams next year. But for now, it's Meryl Streep, Michelle Obama, Rick Rubin, and William Shatner, and Bernie Sanders. That's always one where you're like, "What? What just happened?"
Yeah, doesn't Hillary have a Grammy for that?
I think so. Yeah. So. And then there's Scores. Oh yeah, Best Remix: Mariah Carey, Working Hard, Terry Hunter Remix, Lane 8, Reviver, Totally Enormous, Extinct Dinosaurs Remix. And the Gorillaz featuring Tame Impala and Bootie Brown, New Gold, Dom Dala Remix.
Mm-hmm.
Also Depeche is in there. This is the one that made me gasp. Best Immersive Audio Album, Madison Beer, Silence Between Songs, nominated for a Grammy, an Immersive Audio Album.
What is that mean, like the use of Dolby Atmos?
Let's find out the definition of that.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Best Immersive Audio Album. It feels like a new category. First awarded in 2005.
Oh.
To qualify, the recording must be in surround quality with a minimum of 4 channels, must be available on either DVD, DVD, or Blu-ray, surround sound, or streaming. It goes to the engineer and producer. Oh, so it wouldn't actually go to Madison if she does win. Driven by the technological side of music evolution. Yeah, so I guess the way it was produced, I guess not all albums are produced in surround quality.
Well, they are, but it's more so like, you know how like a lot of albums get remastered in like Dolby Atmos?
Mm-hmm.
There's like it's spatial. There's like a way that you play with the stereo sound.
Oh, got it.
There's effects that you can do that don't come through on like regular speakers or a standard pair mm-hmm. of headphones.
Got it.
That's why if you listen to like Chromatica on Dolby Atmos,
you turn it off.
Yes, because I mean, a bop is a bop, but
yeah,
like,
no, I know. Sometimes
there's certain things,
there's
that,
certain
like,
songs on there that are like
that
not good on there
around the ears, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? Why are you over here? And like, then they sound like they're behind you and they're above you.
Yeah, so that's a crazy experience, Dolby Atmos.
Yeah, sometimes I haven't played with it in Logic yet, but there's things that you can do where you like, it's like a 3D head,
yeah,
and you literally like move this speaker around the person, oh. And it like, I haven't messed with it yet though, but. Freaky and Dolby Atmos. I should try it.
You should. Well, those are the noms. We'll discuss them more as the time comes. It's going to be in February 2024. But all in all, we're guessing probably big nights for SZA, I think Lana's going to get something. Miley's going to get something. Troy. Or at least my hope is that they spread it out. I don't need any more of this Billy taking the top four categories. Like,
I'm also excited to see the performances. I hope they like really go all out.
It seems like they could have a Barbie section. Like they could have Billy do a, and I guess Ryan do I'm Just Ken. Like all of, they could do like the Barbie songs as a medley. That could be fun.
It would be cool if they did like group performances of categories. Yeah. Like had BB, Troy, Kylie, like some, that's a concept.
Also, we were talking about it on the Discord because Kylie's in LA and or Vegas now for the residency. I think she'll probably go, which means she'll probably meet BB, which...
My wheels are turning.
Yeah.
Be like, my one, and then... And I can't believe that we're both alive at the same pa-dum. And it's just like Kylie staying there, pa-dum. And then it's like,
imagine.
And then it goes like, pa-dum. And then you can go in a rush after that.
Oh my God.
Like a hot little 3-minute medley of like all the nominees from the pop dance category. All
such
in one
a good
thing.
Idea.
And then you give the winner, like whoever won that one, you're like, congrats, you win the Grammy. But like, literally, like, now, welcome to the stage.
Bop.
You know
bop,
what I mean?
Bop. Like,
and then you could release that on streaming. Yeah. You could release the Mega Mix.
Yeah, totally.
Almost like, you remember when they did, what's his name? The not Top of the Pops, the end of the year mashup.
Oh, the DJ.
It's coming back to me.
Starts with an S.
I can see the music video of my
earworm.
Yes.
DJ Earworm.
DJ Earworm.
Didn't start with an S. Yeah.
And then you like release the mix.
I know. Not to be like, oh, we should all wear the crown. But when you say it like that, like those five performers in the dance pop category, like that's a win is a win. Like have them all.
They're all bops.
Yeah.
And you could add like at least 20 more songs into that category.
Yeah. Yeah. But in all, I'm fairly satisfied with the nominations. I think there's a cool mix of people. The only snub for me is Kalayla's Raven is one of my favorite albums of the year, along with Romy's album. But Romy got the nom. I would have liked Kalayla to get something otherwise. Oh, and Ray. Ray should have definitely gotten something. So, you know, they're not perfect always every year, but I do think that they spread the wealth a little more this year with the nominations. So it was pretty good. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. We really can never take a week off again, it feels like.
Well, that's we didn't even like cover the week that we missed.
This I know.
The week,
the most recent stuff.
Normal week.
God.
So
it's plenty. There's plenty to chew on in the after show too. Because speaking of the dance pop category, I'm going to take you to Vegas and tell you about the residency.
Oh yeah, we need to hear about Kylie.
Uh huh. And we've got plenty to discuss in there. And we are back in action.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Well, until next, is anything coming out next week? Cascade's coming out with another Christmas album. I don't think it's next week, though.
What's the date of the next week?
November.
I think so.
Boy2K, the artist that I did a remix for, their song with Delta Work is coming out next Friday. I Want House.
Oh, yeah.
They got Delta to like officially sign. They like made it happen. Where they took Delta Works Rant, turned it into a house bop, and it's coming out on streaming next week.
Amazing. And then you need to do a Subway sandwich collab with her. You need to do a song about mayonnaise.
All
with
over
her.
The sandwich.
All over the sandwich.
I have it.
No, I mean have her do new vocals and stuff.
Oh. Did I ever play this for anyone? I think I did.
I think you did.
I think I did.
In the after show, right?
And then I have the Shake Tits and Go Crazy one.
Yeah, but I need you to do an official collab with her.
Yeah. Where is this? I think I played this for people. And I see that one gay dressed to the nines. And I see that one gay swirling a drink like this.
Well, anyway.
That's next week. And until then.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.